What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. He is faithful. He is righteous. He's great. He's powerful. Here's what I like. He's God. And beside him, there is none other. We love him this morning. Excuse my tardiness this morning. We love him this morning. We appreciate him this morning. We honor him for his grace, his favor, his anointing, his power, his strength. We thank him that he has risen from the dead and he is Lord. What confidence is there that every knee should bow? My God, we don't serve a dead God. He's alive. That's why we can pray to him with such confidence. All of a God, they are the works of man. But he is the only God, and there is none like him. Pastor Butler, I want us to preserve my voice for now. I want us to praise him. I want us to get into some praise, just loving on him, adoring him, honoring him. Maybe Shelebondolo Kuyali Asi. I just want us to love him, adore him, glorify him. Hallelujah. I mean, just exalt the name of Jesus with everything that is in us. And then when you're done, I want Sister Bernadette to give us a prayer point, a strong prayer point, and then I'll come in when it's done. But I want you to take us into a high praise. We need to bless him because praise is our weapon. It's in your hands, Pastor Butler.
More grace, Pastor. Grace be unto you. Peace be multiplied. Multiplied, church family. Amen. We strengthen you. We honor you. And we appreciate the Lord for you. Saints of God, we're getting ready to go before his majesty and honor his majestic name. You know, the Bible says, and Proverbs, yes, hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 10, that is the name of the Lord. That is a strong tower, said the righteous run into it and are safe thereat. That's right. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe thereat. And many times I think that we omit the name of the Lord, or we come to a point where we use it, but we don't know the very essence, the very power, and the multifaceted trustworthiness that's resident in that name. Unlike now, the names didn't have the same meanings. They were much more meaningful. And so we're going to call on his name and bless his name and honor his name because we want to come to an understanding of what his name is. Let's bless him and bless that wonderful, majestic, matchless name of Jesus. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let's pray. Lamb of God, in the mighty, matchless, magnificent name of our Savior, our rock, our fortress, our God, in whom we trust, be lifted up. Hallelujah. You are from ancient of days. Hallelujah. You are a matchless wonder. There's none, Lamb of God, to be compared with you. There's none beside you. You are Yahweh. Hallelujah. You're the Lord of Lords. You're King of Kings. Hallelujah. You are the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The first, the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. We want to thank you this morning, honor you this morning, adore you, and we celebrate you for the great thing that you have done. Ha, God, we thank you that you laid us down to sleep last night, but we awakened because you sustained us. God, we give you praise and glory and honor this morning because we understand that we're not by our power nor might. But, Father, it was by your Spirit. In you, we acknowledge we live and we move. Hallelujah. We have our being. God, it's because of you that we are. Thank you this morning for everything thing that we possess. Thank you right now, Lord God, for every Lord Jesus one up under the sound of my voice this morning. No matter what we're going through, we come to give you divine praise and to exalt your name and to lift your name high and to esteem it high in all the earth. We extol thee. We exalt thee. We magnify thee. We lift you up like none other. Be thou glorified. Be magnified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once have we heard, twice have it been spoken, that power, it belongs to God. God, we glorify you this morning. Thank you, Lord God, because there's none like you. Lord, you are the strength of our life. You're the joy of our salvation. You are, Lord, the keeper of our soul. We call you the bread, hallelujah, of life. You are the meat of hunger and the water of thirst. Oh, be magnified. Hallelujah. You're great. You're mighty. You're the almighty. Hallelujah. You're Alpha and you're Omega. You're our advocate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're the arm of the Lord. Hallelujah. The branch. The branch of God and the bread of life. Be magnified, thou captain of the host. Hallelujah. Glory. My God, be lifted up. Hallelujah. Not only are you the stone, hallelujah, that was hewn out of a mountain, you are the chief cornerstone. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You're the chief shepherd. You're the chief apostle. You're the chief bishop. Hallelujah. You're the only potentate who only has immortality that dwelleth in a light that no man can approach unto. Father, you're the consolation of the church and the comforter of our soul. We decree that you're a counselor. Hallelujah. You're mighty God. Hallelujah. We magnify you, for you are our deliverer. We call your name this morning. We exalt your name this morning. Hallelujah. We exalt your name. We call your name the door to the sheep. Hallelujah. And if a man come any other way, he's a robber and a thief. Glory to God. We call you Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everlasting Father. Eternal life. We decree and declare that you are the faithful witness, my God. Glory to God. You're the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning in the end. Hallelujah. The first begotten of the dead. My God, Messiah. Holy Mahushai. Glory be glorified. We lift your name up. We don't ask you for anything yet. We don't make a request for nothing except that you be exalted in our mouth. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Let us do it from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Hallelujah. Father, you've healed us. You've delivered us. You set us free. You brought us out also out of a horrible pit in a miry clay. You set our feet upon a rock. Father, you made the crooked places straight for us and the rough places smooth. You healed us. You stepped in and rebuked the hand of death. Hallelujah. You returned the sender every foul spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God that came to overwhelm and destroy us. Father, you bless our homes, our children. God, we're not living under a bridge and we're not walking around with a colostomy bag. We are grateful this morning. Father, we could be in an insane asylum, but you've kept our mind in perfect peace as we stayed them upon thee. Oh, Lord, for all of that, what shall we render unto thee for all your many benefits that you have loaded us with daily? We take the cup of salvation and we call upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, we call upon your name and we decree your name. Your name is the good shepherd. You're the great high priest. You're the holy one of God. Father, you're the great I am. And my God, the judge of Israel. My God, not only the judge of Israel, but the judge and the true righteous judge of the church. We glorify you and the light of the world. Hallelujah. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to your side. Glory to God forevermore. You are our righteousness. You are our peace. You are the Lord God Almighty. You are our mediator. messenger of the new covenant of God. Be glorified. Be magnified. Our Messiah. Hallelujah. Be lifted up. Hallelujah. Mighty one of Jacob. Be magnified. Hallelujah. You're the morning star and the bright and morning star. You're the offspring. Yes, Lord. You're the offspring of David. Hallelujah. You're the Lord Jesus, the rod of Jesse. Keep us. Say, the Prince of Life, hallelujah, and the soon coming King. You are the plant, hallelujah, renowned, and the plant that springs out of a dry ground. Oh, glory. You are the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Be lifted up. Be magnified. Savior, hallelujah, Son of David, Son of Man, Son of God. Oh, come. Your name is glorious. Your name is magnificent. Your name is wonderful. You're the true vine. You're the light. You are the way. You're the wisdom. Come on and praise him for the next 15 seconds. Call that name. Call that name. It shall come to pass. Joel 2. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass. Acts chapter 2. It shall come to pass. Whosoever of a call upon the name of the Lord shall be called on him, children. What I say, to Trinity be on Sutta. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for a leader. Thank you for the church. Thank you for salvation through the blood. Thank you, hallelujah, for bringing us from darkness to light. Hallelujah. Thank you for bringing us from the guttermost and raising us to the uttermost. We owe you praise. Praise is coming for the upright, and unto you shall the vow be performed. We lift you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Mutinibe for the next 10 seconds. Come on. Let's get in. Push. Father, we don't look at ourselves. We say it. If you be lifted up, you will draw men unto you. Not only that, Lord, you inhabit the praise of your people. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We lift up your name. We adore your name. We celebrate your name. We exalt your name. We extol and esteem. Hey, in the matchless wonders, magnificent, magnanimous and marvelous, majestic and mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the blessed Messiah, in Jesus' name, glory, Losai.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This morning, I'll be coming from Acts 12 and 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And our prayer point this morning is that God is delivering us from all the expectation of anybody, any enemy, any person, anything that the enemy has intended for our lives. That expectation is turning for the good. So, Father, we thank you on this morning. We thank you that you're delivering us from the expectation of any enemy, any plan of the enemy. Thank you that every expectation that has been set for our lives, every anticipation that the enemy has set up through people, by people, it is being destroyed by fire right now. In the name of Jesus, all expectation of the enemy against our children, we thank you that by divine authority that you are destroying that expectation in the name of Jesus. Any spirits working against us, expecting me to fall, expecting us to not rise to who you're calling us to in this hour, we thank you right now, God, that you're delivering us from that expectation in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you're showing grace and mercy, God. Thank you that you're favoring us, God. You're causing us to rise in this hour. You're causing us to rise above the plan of the enemy. You're causing us to rise above the plans of the accuser in the name of Jesus. We thank you even now that our family is rising out of expectations of the wicked one. In the name of
of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we will not stumble, we will not fall, we will not grow weary, we will not draw back. We thank you, oh God. Father, we thank you that you're causing us to rise to the occasion in the name of Jesus for such a time as this, because it is you who have called us. It is you who have created us. It is you who have made us. Father, now do your work within us, oh God. Move through us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for favor. We thank you, Lord God, that we have favor with you and man. Favor, hey, yamasi adarabo shandai. Thank you that favor is our portion. Thank you that we shall run through truth and leap over walls. In the name of Jesus, thank you that our adversaries will not have dominion over us. Thank you that you're delivering us because you delight in us. Thank you, hey, for your grace and mercy, God. Hey, encamping around about us to keep us. Thank you, Lebianda la Rabo Saya, that the enemy's plans are being aborted. Thank you that every word, negative connotation sent against our life. Thank you that those words are falling to the ground and they shall not take root. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you're causing us to go forth, to spring forth even the more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you even for more. Hey, Yabasekerebioshaya, every plan of the enemy that will cause us not to walk in more in this season, God, we decree and declare that we are walking in more. We are going forth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that anything attached to us shall go forth, shall bring forth, shall birth forth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we curse the spirit of barrenness in our vicinity, in our area, anything that's around us that's not producing by divine authority. We speak to it, eh? We rise above the enemies. We rise above the naysayers. We rise above every negative word. We rise above any sickness in our body, and we speak to it now, and we say we are coming up and out. We speak to mountains. We command mountains to move now in the name of Jesus. Who are you, great mountain, that you shall not bow low? Father, we command every mountain standing in our way to bow low in the name of Jesus. Every mountain of debt, we command that mountain to bow. Every mountain that causes us to lack in poverty, we command mountains of lack and poverty to be destroyed by the holy fire in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that every mountain of sickness in our body that will try to hinder and immobilize us, we command by divine authority as we speak on this morning, that mountain of sickness is being removed in the name of Jesus. We will walk in greatness. We will walk more. We will be what you called us to be. You say greater work shall we do. So we come forth now and we walk in greater in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the fresh anointing upon our life to live, move, and have our being in you. Thank you. Hey, that we are rooted and grounded and planted in you. Thank you that we are established in you, God. Thank you. Hey, that nothing shall move us. Nothing shall separate us from your love. Nothing shall draw us out of your will. We embrace your will on this morning, and we stand, Lord God, agreeing with you, agreeing with your plans for our lives. And we thank you, Lord, that you are moving through us. We thank you that you're causing us to rise and triumph above every trap. Hey, every net that's been laid for our feet, may the enemy get caught up in it. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now that the enemies we see today, we shall no longer see tomorrow. Thank you that you're hiding us from every plan of the enemy now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, oh God, even for our overseer, that you're strengthening him, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're building him up. We contend with those who contend with him on this morning. We fight against those who fight against him. We thank you that you are shield and a buckler. Thank you that any Herod stretching forth his hand to vex him, may it not be so. We destroy the hand of Herod. We destroy it. Any person, any people, any place, standing together to resist him by divine authority. We thrust him out of that place and we resist it. We resist all powers. All of us, we resist it now. We stand as his heirs and hers, and we lift him up on this morning. We lift up his hands that he may have victory. Victory on every side. Victory on every side. Hey, victory on every side in our lives. Victory in the lives of our children. Victory in the lives of our family. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hey, Yabasu, that the enemy will not have victory. Because we already have the victory in you. In the name of Jesus, thank you that you've been seated on our behalf. Thank you that you justified him. In the name of Jesus, thank you, hey, that you glorified him, God. Thank you that you're moving through him like never before. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for power and authority. Thank you that he's walking in that authority. Thank you that he would not come down to entertain the likes of Sambalat and Tobias or Labasheke. Thank you that he's strong. Thank you that he's victorious. Thank you that he's moving in you. Hey, I come against, hey, any spirit that would try to hinder him, hinder his movement, hinder him from going forth and being that you're everything that you're calling him to be in this hour, because you called him for such a time as this. Thank you. Any enemy that has stretched forth his hands against KCC, KCC Jack, KCC Houston, KCC Charlotte, may that hand be destroyed by divine authority. We destroy that hand. We destroy that hand. We destroy it. We destroy it. Hey, we destroy it now in the name of Jesus. Hey, we thank you that the walls of fire are being encamped around about us. We thank you that you're causing us to resist. You're quickening us, God. You're waking us up in the spirit, Lord God, that we'll be sensitive to know, hey, Yamasu, the plans and the movement of the enemy. Thank you that we are sharp. Thank you that we are quick. Thank you that we are astute. Thank you that we have knowledge. We know, hey, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're giving us supernatural strategy to overthrow plans of the enemy. So on today, we stand as a watchman. We stand as watchmen, and we take authority over every enemy of our gates, over every enemy of our families, over every enemy of our children. We stand as watchmen and women, destroying every hand of Herod in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hey, thank you that the enemy would not triumph over us in any form, any fashion, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for discernment. Thank you for discernment. Thank you, hey, that we have discernment in this hour. We know what you're doing. We know what you're saying. Thank you for that Issachar anointing resting upon us. That we will not miss the times and the seasons in the name of Jesus. Thank you, hey, that every accuser of the brethren that seeks the demise of our leader of KCC, oh, Rabbi Shandai, we destroy it now. We return those words to sinner. Sender, we resist. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that you are our shield and buckler. We thank you that you are our great redeemer. We thank you that you are the great I am. We thank you that you are our Ancient of Days. We thank you that you're our El Roy. You're the God that sees for us. God, you see where we are. And we thank you that you're moving us out of the radar of the enemy. We thank you that you're causing us to grow up. We thank you that you're maturing us. We thank you that you're perfecting those things that concerneth us. We thank you that we are your sons and daughters. We thank you, hey, le ala sukuri ala dobo shai. We thank you, Daddy. Thank you that you're moving in our lives like never before. Thank you that you're causing us to go forward in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we will not draw back. You say any soul that looks back, your pleasure have no, you have no pleasure in them. My Father, we thank you that we will not look back, but we will press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Father, we pursue to you. We go after you. In the name of Jesus, thank you for that hunger and thirst. Thank you. Hey, thank you that we're hungry and thirsting after righteousness. You say, God, in your word, anyone who hungers and thirsts after righteousness, that we shall be filled. My God, fill us up with you, God. Empty us of ourselves, my God, and fill us up with you. Hey, yebasudai, more. Hey, yababashandai. Let more be our portion in this hour, in the name of Jesus.
That was a quick minute, Joy. Well, bless the Lord. Sister Bernadette is on fire this morning and done did by 20 prayer points. Bless the Lord. I'm going to try to get one in here before we go, because we're at about 6:35, and it's well over the time we usually do. Joel 2, and I will restore to you the years that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust have eaten away. Listen to me. Hear me very, very careful. Always remember how the spirit realm works. The spirit realm works as you speak. You have to speak things into existence. Yes, God spoke it. Yes, his word declared it. But it is your voice or your prayers that give voice to what is written. You know, just like an attorney. When an attorney goes to court, amen, what do they say to the judge? They say to the judge what is already written. They're giving him the law. It's not new to the judge, but they're giving voice to it. So there is a promise of restoration over your life, but you got to give voice to that thing. And we are declaring this morning that there be a restoration of all time lost, everything that you've lost over the last 5 years, the last 10 years, the last 15 years. Yes, you can lose. You are, all of us are not what we're supposed to be. Amen. You can lose through ignorance. You can miss it through folly. You can miss it through foolishness. You can miss it through pride. But we are praying today a restoration. Come on, raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I decree restoration in every area of my life. Come on, lift your voice again. Say this morning, I decree restoration in every area of my life. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that I always start by declaring that you hear me when I pray. I thank you that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. I thank you that your thoughts toward me are good and not evil, and it's to give me an expected end. And because you have good thoughts concerning me, it is your desire to see me walk in the fullness of everything that you have purposed and planned for my life. Because of this, I command restoration in every area of my life. Any area of my life that is experiencing lack, any area of my life that is experiencing drought, any area of my life that is experiencing barrenness, Father, I declare a restoration and a restitution of all things. May my praise be restored. May my worship be restored. May my prayer life be restored. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command a restoration in my life, in the life of those connected to me, in the life of my children, in the life of my family, in the life of my husband and wife. May there be a restoration of marriage where the enemy has come in and stolen. You declare in Proverbs 6 that if a thief be found, he must restore sevenfold. I command restoration. I decree a restoration of finance, a restoration of power, a restoration of focus, a restoration of clarity. I decree restoration in the life of my children. I decree restoration in the life of KCC. I decree restoration in my life, in my ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, where my star has lost its light, may the light of my star be restored. Hey, 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 lift your voice and pray and command restoration. Command a restoration of love that was lost, love that was taken. Command restoration, a restoration of trust, a restoration of commitment, a restoration of tenacity. We declare restoration. We declare anywhere in our life that is lacking, anywhere in our life that is barren, anywhere in our life that is not, that is in scarcity, I declare, I decree restoration. I command restoration. Lubusha, lebedilo, robosatu, luvankili viklistelia, londanini mi anzolo, lobokusha, lebeka talabasa. Command restoration. Decree restoration. Deba solobokuta lilandili mikitaya. Brendelebe dolobo zutuli likandili mi andolobosha. May there be a restoration of the hearing of the voice of God in my life. May there be a restoration of vision, a restoration of dreams, a restoration of power. Lift your voice and declare restoration. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Ukraine. I lift up those in foreign land and the things that they've lost. May they receive restoration. Father, everyone on this call who has lost a house, who has lost a car, who has lost friends, Father, in the name of Jesus, we command restoration. Hey, 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 Mosha. Hey, Mikalaba, Latile Mandalo Sotoya, Robo Solu. Command the devil to cough up what he has swallowed. I command him to cough up what he has swallowed. Hey, 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 Musha, Libandi, Likandilio, Ulali Bisita, Jete, Likibasha, Lumandili Azaya. Hey, 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 Maja, command the restoration of the sun to shine in my favor. Sun, shine in my favor. Sun, shine in my favor. Do not smite me by day. Do not smite me by day. Do not smite me by day. I command the sun not to smite me by day. Hey, hey, I command the sun to shine in my favor. I command the wind to move in my favor. I command the earth to rotate in my favor. I command relationships that have been stolen by lies, through scandal, through rumor. I command those relationships to be restored now in the name of Jesus. Hey, 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 Babasha, Ele, Alulumu, Ulelebe, Yendebe Kibala Diosa, Silanda Lakuta, Makalabasha, Eve Shimo, Eve Shimosa, Jamama, Kizandolo Bohuya, Mikanda Labaha. I want to say this to you. The Lord told me he desires obedience without commentary. That is the word of the Lord that he gave me the other morning. And I want to say this to you. The word of God has to be it for you. Remember, we dealt with that stubbornness on yesterday. Don't want to get back into that. But the word of God has to be it for you. When the word of God says something, of course, rightly divided, that has to be it. I am a man who have come through many disappointments and rejection in life. Why? Because I believe the word. The word of God tells me to bless them that curse me, do good to them that hate me, pray for those who despitefully use you. I don't have a choice in that matter. I cannot change that and make it mean what I want it to mean. One of the greatest revelations you will ever receive, if you ever let it, is my feelings are not God. Yes, Brother Carl, what did you say? I'm going to say that again. My feelings are not God. Why is that important, Brother Carl? Because if you don't know that, you're going to mess up. you cannot believe everything you feel, because your emotions are the greatest liars you know. I'm going to say that again. Don't believe everything you feel, because your emotions are the greatest liars you know. I must declare the truth of God's word. And as I speak truth, my feelings will comply. My feelings are not God. Listen to me. God is God. My feelings don't define the truth. God's word defines the truth. My feeling is nothing but an echo of what my mind believes. And a lot of times our minds are not in sync with the truth. It's amazing how the word of God can say something, and we will immediately say, well, I don't believe that. Why don't you believe that? I just don't feel. Who cares about what you feel? The word of God is right. God says I'm healed, so I give voice to that promise and declare that I'm healed. God said he's going to restore everything. I give voice to that promise and command restoration. Are you listening to me today? I want you to leave off this line, not going by what you feel, going by what the word of God says. That is true. It has been tried, and he don't tell no lies. I'm saved today, not because of how I feel, but because of what God said. I'm anointed today, not because I feel anointed, but because that word says I'm anointed. And until you believe that word and stop justifying your dysfunction and stop justifying your pride and your arrogance and what you think, you're going to forever be in the place you're in because you don't exalt the word. Today is a good day for you. Why? Because you're going to stand on his word and declare restoration. Sister Bernadette's prayer point was that the expectations of the enemy of our life would be canceled. And that's what we're decreeing today, all day today, that the expectation of the enemy be canceled. We are decreeing today restoration in every area of our life. You are blessed this morning. I don't care how you feel. You're blessed. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Lay hands on yourself right now and decree, I am blessed. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Decree, I am blessed. I am restored. I am strengthened. I am powerful. I am influential. And I can never be stopped, because God is the greatest power. I will never be defeated. Excuse me for being a little late today. Apologize, hallelujah, for my tardiness. But somebody got to get out your feelings. You're going to rob your whole life of everything you're supposed to have, all because of what you feel. Don't nobody care nothing about your feelings. They're just feelings. And they will make you miss God. But that will not be my portion. I have church tonight in Shelby, North Carolina. They're only allowing so many people in there because it's so packed and it reaches capacity. So you don't want to be late. You got to get there early. The doors open at 6:15. And you want to get there so that you're not turned away. Okay? So I want to say that to you. Make sure you get there and get there early and on time. God told you to forgive. He didn't say you got to feel like forgiving. God told you to prove all things. He didn't say you got to feel like proving it. God told you to overcome evil with good. He didn't tell you got to feel like it. God told you to love again, try again. He didn't tell you you're going to, he didn't tell you, well, make sure when you do it, you be careful. You don't have no scripture for that. Some of you love to use the scripture, guard your heart. That's not talking about your heart when it comes to love. Y'all just kill the scriptures. Guard your heart means guard your thought life, for out of it flows the issues of life. That's what it means. It means protect that garden. That's what it means. Remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your heart is your thought life in the scripture. God is telling you, guard your thought life. Guard the way you're thinking. Stop thinking that if I love, I'm going to be hurt. Because if you think that, out of it will flow the issues of your life. Guard your thought life. Think on these things. I feel the anointing, and I know he's with me. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. My God, declare restoration. We won't be praying Saturday morning or Sunday morning, but the Spirit of God is challenging me to go back at it on Monday. It may be evenings next week, all right? But I just want you to stay close. If you're not a part of the underground prayer movement, go to briancarn.com. BrianCarn.org, sign up, become a part, so you can know what's going on. May 13th, we're meeting in Chicago. We're calling on the name of the Lord, and you don't want to miss it, okay? Tell you what I know by the Spirit of grace. You don't want to miss it, all right? I love you. Praying for you. Hope to see you in Shelby tonight. Somebody made you mad? Get over it. Forgive them. Why? Because the words say don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Not about how you feel. Get over it. Stop letting stuff linger for 2 months and 3 months and 3 years. All about how you feel. Get out of your feelings and grow up. That's the word of the Lord for somebody. You are blessed. I will see you tonight in Shelby. Houston, I'll see you Saturday. Jacksonville, I'll see you Sunday morning. Charlotte, I'll see you 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. You are blessed. You're a favorite, and get ready for some money to run you down today. More grace.